And Tintin, by the way.
Haddock. Archibald Haddock.
Hello, my name is Grégoire Monnier, and I'm the director of Culture Espace Digital, the production house of the immersive adventure of Tintin.
What will the visitors see and experience in this 800 square meter space with a 6 meter high ceiling?
It's a real journey through the 24 albums of Tintin. We embark for an adventure where the visitor will be really feeling next to Tintin and his friend, of course, Snowy and the Captain Haddock, but also in pursuit of some of the bad guys. And the visitors will find himself running in the middle of the United States or under the sea with the treasure hunting of Rackham Le Rouge or on the moon as well. And so it's a very diverse and quite an exciting adventure.
Ah! Oh no! Hey you, stop!
Now there's a lot of different musics. You've got David Bowie, you've got the Beatles, you've got the Jefferson Airplane, you have Jacques Brel, you have Gounod. What dictated the choice of music?
So the idea is always to find the right combination between the image and the music, so to generate the proper emotion in each chapter. So you have some chapters that are more contemplative, so more calm, and some moments where you really need a lot of energy. And this is how we try to choose the music. And then we also only choose the music between the list of what Hergé was actually listening while he was drawing Tintin. This is why we have the Beatles and David Bowie, which are two of the favorite artists of Hergé. And so this is how we conceive the full soundtrack, which is indeed, as you say, with many, many very famous artists, but who are actually helping the visitors to feel the emotions.
Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
The Journal de Tintin was for people from the age of 7 to 77. That also applied to this show.
Yes, of course. It's an exhibition that we conceived exactly with the same principle. This is for young kids until grown-ups. And I think everybody will like it. And it's very fun for the kids because you have a lot of little characters. You have Snowy, of course, and you have a lot to see and to jump on because we project on the floor as well. And so there's a lot of animation on the floor for the kids. And I think the adults are also living again what they experienced when they first read some of the Tintin album. And I think in the end, it's also for the fans or Tintinophile, which is the hardcore fans of Tintin, where we respect very well everything that Hergé has been drawing. And it's also something for them.
Hands up, drop the gun. Now don't make a move. Operator, send the police up to room 374.
Right away, Mr. Tintin.
And so this is until the 7th of January, and it's at www.tintin-immersiveadventures.com.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the crowd is going wild. Tintin is a hero here. Chicago can hold its head high again. The mob has been put out of action.
Hey, guys. Know how you call the police without a phone? Well...
Ha 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 ha